I'm not afraid to say that I have absolutely, completely missed and have been longing for the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. We are the Motor City, and we live and breathe automobiles professionally and personally. And I know I'm not the only one. There's a lot of us who miss the North American International Auto Show and hope for it in Detroit again in 2022. Here's hoping. A couple of things have been put together by the DADA, the Detroit Auto Dealers Association, and the North American International Auto Show, put their magic together with the Motor City Car Crawl and the upcoming September 21st through the 26th, Motorbella. The mastermind behind all of this, who also misses the North American International Auto Show in Detroit, is Detroit Auto Dealers Association executive, director, and good friend, Rod Alberts, who's on the other end of our line. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning, Paul W. It's good to be back in action here. It's been, after doing the show for 30 years, it's about time we had an auto-centric auto show with activations right here in the Detroit area.
And what has helped you make this happen is that, as I understand it, most all of everything that you'll be doing will be, most of everything will be out of doors.
Yeah, we had a release yesterday that kind of gave our policy that we're looking at. We want everybody to be safe when they come out. And again, outdoor activities are really the way to go right now. It's been a couple of years that we've been in this situation with the pandemic, but we want to make sure when people come out to M1 Concourse and partake in all these activations, we're going to be fully outdoors. But the beauty is you can ride in all these cars and experience the product and just really have a great time. It's going to be a festival of sort right here in right here on Woodward Avenue.
You know, it's just now the way it is. When somebody announces they're having an event, they also announce their COVID-19 protocol. It's just part of the deal. That's part of what you're, that's a big part of what you released yesterday. And with that thought in mind, you will be requiring everyone on site to wear a mask when indoors, including on ride and drive events. And my goodness, some of these ride events, how about feeling the G's of a sports car taking you from 0 to 60 in 3 seconds on the mile long hot track? That's one of the adventures you'll be able to experience at Motorbella.
Yeah. Again, to the policy, we just want to make sure everybody knows when they come out that they're going to be safe. The beauty, again, is we're outdoors, 87 acres, putting people in cars and experiencing the product. Maybe it's a car they want to look to buy. Again, we're going to have 400 cars out there that you can look and pick and choose, just your family car or a sports car. But you can also get in that Lamborghini that we're going to have in about 4 or 5 other high-end cars. You can take a ride on a hot track. If you can imagine that, a lot of people have never experienced that. So it's going to be like going to a festival and, I said Cedar Point one day. I'm not sure you want to call it Cedar Point, but the thing is you can have a lot of fun with the family. You can eat and have fun on the rides. But, you know, taking an off-road on Woodward Avenue, on an off-road track with a Jeep or a Dodge, or ride an electric car, it's all going to be there. So I think it's time. You know, sometimes you have these situations that come up where you might have the challenge with a pandemic, but it opens new doors and you find ways to give people new opportunities and activations and really get thrill rides and a lot of fun that I think we're all looking for to get outside and socialize.
Oh, we are.
Do it in a safe manner that we have here in Detroit at M1 Concourse.
And what a great place M1 Concourse in Pontiac has turned out to be. And a lot of people have never been there. Maybe you've always wanted to see it and didn't have a reason to. Now they do have a reason to experience M1 Concourse there. Where do you park if you're coming to Motorbella September 21st through the 26th?
Well, we're going to have parking really close, within a half mile, a quarter mile. There's a lot of spaces. We're going to have shuttles that will take you back and forth. It's about a 2 to 3 minute ride between the locations. A lot of people will park close and I think just walk to it as you would with any major event like that. But the thing is we're making sure that people have a way to get there and it's going to be easy access. And once you get in, you're going to spend 3 or 4 hours, if not longer, just being involved in all these activations and experiences that you never really could have done before and in product that you've never seen before. So, again, in this time when it's hard to see a new product that's with all the things going on with chips, we're able to bring these cars together And I think people are looking forward to seeing the product of tomorrow, and that's what you're going to see here and the product you can buy today.
What about food and beverages available on site?
Yeah, we have, you know, the big thing these days is with the food trucks, and we're going to have a whole lot of different kinds of food. There's probably going to be 30 or 40 food trucks out there that offer all these things that are delicacies these days, the way they handle the product in the trucks. But we'll have, Andiamo's is going to be involved and some other vendors, but the thing is we will make sure that everybody has access to great food, a great time, and a chance to experience, again, the number one thing is experience product that you may want to end up buying in the next 3 or 4 months.
Sure.
As soon as things change, we have more inventory, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Boy, that's been a huge problem, as we well know, from the chips and all of that. But speaking of chips, don't bring your own chips. No outside food.
No, we'll have plenty for everybody.
Yeah, so don't bring in coolers or things like that. You can get it all. Everything you need to eat and drink will be there available. There'll be plenty of food and beverage vendors on site, and as is the case virtually anywhere we go now, bags may be subject to search by security. We're all trying to stay safe in every way that we possibly can. There are going to be some great, absolutely fabulous vehicles to look at, and a lot of us are anxious to be able to do that. The fact that you can kick tires and comparison shop from over 400 plus vehicles on display, getting into one of those supercars and going 0 to 60 in 3 seconds, pretty astounding. Never before were you able to do that at an auto show. There'll be vehicle debuts, next generation mobility, and there'll be some compelling mobility insights from industry leaders and emerging innovators. You've got a lot going on here, Rod.
Well, you know, the thing is, too, we leveraged a lot of the partners, you know, the companies we've been working with and startups, technology companies that we had at the North American Auto Show, and we're bringing them up here, too. So we have 80 to 100 companies that will be startups and part of the industry that are to now in your cars with technology, but also tomorrow. So it's a chance to see it all. We're actually going to have competition among some startups where they get 20 seconds to do their pitch during press days, and there will be some judges and pick out the best technologies that people want to see. Other than that, you think about it, it's just a chance to see electric cars and things that are, you know, they're coming down the way that GM, Ford, and Toyota, and Stellantis are all into now. And why not go in and see it and taste it and feel it and be a part of it and ride in it? This is going to be that opportunity. So between technology, new cars you can look to buy that are in the market right now, and it's all going to be at Motorbella. September 21st through the 26th, but 23rd through the 26th will be public days, and the 21st and 22nd will be the press days and industry. But overall, 6 days of a lot of fun and magic and excitement, and that's what Detroit's all about, taking the lead in the industry.
I don't want to jinx anything, but what's your feel, your gut, on the 2022 North American International Auto Show in Detroit?
We'll know a lot after this. I think what we're realizing that it's like we had with Motor City Car Crawl. It's good to have multiple events that people can go to. It doesn't have to be the one large event. What you saw 20 years ago when we had the big displays and a lot of money being invested in double-deckers and all that, that will not be the future. I think you're going to see a lot more experiential. So if we end up with the plan that we have right now is to do something downtown, maybe engage the parks like we did with the Downtown Detroit Partnerships.
Very good. We'll talk more about this. We got to run, Rod. Appreciate it. We'll see you at Motorbella. We'll be broadcasting a couple of days from there. Rod Alberts, the DADA on WJR.